This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Moss Nissan Salem Radio flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those working and helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Let's not forget also to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers out there, men and women going coast to coast, border to border, getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We'll also be on MeWe, Gab. We're also on Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us for this Wednesday morning, hour number two, we have the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. And good morning, Kyle, for the second time.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values, and we won't let you forget that, will we?
Nope, never.
All righty. Now, the Senate panel deadlocked yesterday on the Democrats' Elections Overhaul Bill, H.R. 1. It's a dead even tie. We knew that was going to happen all along party line votes. I don't know where it's going to go when it gets in the Senate, because Joe Manchin says he absolutely is not going to support it. Same thing with Senator Sinema out of Arizona. They are not going to support it. So I don't know where this is going to go, but right now it looks like it's not going to go anywhere.
Well, that's right. And really, that is a very, very good thing, simply because, Captain, people across the highways and byways, wherever they live, in whatever state, whatever county, they don't want the federal government to tell them how to do elections, how to pick their electors, how to pick the people that are going to represent them. H.R. 1 and then S1, as it would be called in the Senate, is simply that. It's a takeover of the election system in order to favor the Democrat Party. And they're just trying to do whatever they can, because they're really terrified, Captain, that 2022 is looming large in their against them, basically.
Now, President Biden has been ripped by both Democrats and Republicans as the Middle East violence escalates. Many are taking the role and taking to task the comments made by the Israeli ambassador, who accused Tlaib and Omar of stoking tensions after the Al-Qaeda mosque.
Well, that's right. You know, the things that Ilhan Omar is saying, and even Representative Rashida Tlaib from Michigan, for example, Representative Omar, who's from Minnesota, by the way, she's going after Israel for committing what she calls an act of terrorism because they're launching those airstrikes and other strikes into the Gaza Strip. You know, she's saying that Israel airstrikes killing civilians in Gaza is an act of terrorism. Palestinians deserve protection. But she's got it kind of backwards.
And there haven't been Israelis killed?
Well, there have been Israelis killed. But she's got it backwards because it was Hamas that decided to escalate this whole thing after the confrontations at the Temple Mount, or the Al-Aqsa Mosque, as it's called. So, again, Israel has the right to defend itself. It's got to shut this down. And, Captain, when you see, as you mentioned in hour number one, the number of missiles that are coming out of Gaza towards Israel that the Iron Dome system is having to try to deal with, this isn't a missile here, a missile there, you know, some kind of ragtag thing happening. This is organized, it is mechanized, and it is a lot. It's by attrition they're trying to kill Israelis with those missiles.
That's absolutely right. And we know that the Hamas group has got several thousand of these missiles, and to fire off a couple hundred towards Tel Aviv is nothing.
And they're financed to the tune of millions of dollars, even every month. You know, they have all these resources.
And who did Joe Biden agree to give money back to again?
Who was that?
Palestine.
Palestine, that's right. Yep, that's right. And then Tlaib, Representative Tlaib, you know, she chimes in and says, basically, she's calling on Congress to, quote, condition the aid we send to Israel and end it altogether if those conditions are not followed. So again, this is really, it's like they say, you live long enough, you see it all. Really? I mean, here we go. Here you have members of Congress that are just out and out blatantly, not just not supporting Israel, but effectively coming against Israel. This is really big time stuff we're witnessing.
Yeah. And by the way, before we go to break, Medina Spirit will in fact be allowed in the Preakness race after the drug test uproar, and apparently they're going to challenge that by saying that she was given some sort of, the horse was given some sort of rub which might have gotten into her system the horse's system, and might have caused the horse to test positive.
That's right. The substance that was in this ointment, basically, that was given to the horse could be the reason for that, but for the Preakness, they will test the horse very, very strictly, we understand.
That thought, folks. Casey, this is Coolin' Gang. All right. Coolin' Gang is going to take us to break. Kathy's going to take us there, too. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
Well, we are going to do it. That 2 million is a combined internet and terrestrial radio total, so there you go. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Auto Glass America can definitely help you out right about now, because in the times in which we're living, somebody needs to give you a break. Now, with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will hand you a guaranteed $150 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them, I sent you, me, moi, the captain, Matt Bruce. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll also come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, $150 put right back in the palm of your hand when they finish. So if you're in Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, or other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement for you. Just call, give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you either. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
Listen to that right on time. Okay, well, you get a fish sandwich on Friday.
All right.
Okay, that's your pay for the week. Now, I want to talk about Joe Biden saying that he expects to have a more aggressive effort to relax the CDC guidance to fully vaccinated people. What are we talking about here?
Well, I think basically, number one, they have to really start doing this, or at the very least, get it out there that they're going to be doing this, that they're responding, because, Captain, I think people believe that they, once they get vaccinated, that that supposedly means something, and it's supposed to be able to, you're supposed to be able to have a much more, quote-unquote, normal life day to day. So I think they may relax some of these things where if you're with others, like they already have, or if you're in open spaces, this kind of thing. We've seen, for example, Dodger Stadium and here in Southern California, they have a vaccinated only section that they're experimenting with. I saw a report on it on the news, but it looked like the people were still wearing masks. So, and you know, it's either fully vaccinated with masks or not. It's unclear at this point.
How's that working out?
Well, I think people like the idea, but again, and most people are going to get the vaccine, and but we are seeing a lot of advertisements, public service announcements, and so forth about going to get the vaccine. The vaccine is readily available. Basically, it's available. I've seen more and more signs saying where to go without an appointment, for example, to get a vaccine. So they're really making a push.
Okay. Well, again, something to keep an eye on too for future use. Now, Georgia law. Which sets the defund police limits, will stop the radical out-of-control towns from slashing funds for their police departments. That was just passed, and it will be signed by the governor in the next day or so.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, Governor Brian Kemp there. Again, this notion of defunding the police sort of caught fire, as it were, and it became it's a slogan, but it's not really and there are those who say, well, we got to take the money and we got to divert it over to this or that, but really defund the police has become a slogan to essentially get rid of the police, evidently, and it's more of a political statement than it has to do with anything that's practical or anything that is reform-minded or anything like that. So we've seen what happens, Captain, when you defund the police in places like, Portland, for example, these
yeah.
kinds of places, all of a sudden, or you have an area where you have police begin to simply leave the force. Because the resources are being pulled away. They can't do their job, and that puts them in danger. It puts the entire public in danger. So, this is, I think, a move to try to stem that.
Now, did you hear that Joe Concha comment yesterday? He, of course, was writing, I believe, for the Washington Examiner.
Right, yeah, having to do with CNN?
Yeah, he said that CNN's sharp ratings drop has no end in sight, and it's only going to get worse.
Well, it is only going to get worse. CNN, MSNBC, I think, saw a real boon because they had a daily dose of Donald Trump. They could take whatever Trump said or did that day or tweeted or whatever it might have been, and that was driving all the coverage, it would seem. But now that Trump is not there, and you can only bring up little tidbits here and there, it's just not, for lack of a better term, it's just not sexy anymore. The news has just gotten pretty boring for them. The Biden administration is kind of boring by comparison. But what the Biden administration is doing, of course, is much more along their own sort of political proclivities. So it's not going to be, a sensational news story. So everything's kind of quiet. And, yeah, they've dropped from, 2.7 million in the prime time the first month of this year, January, now averaging less than 800,000 this last Friday, we believe.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
Now, the National Rifle Association cannot use bankruptcy to reorganize in gun-friendly Texas, according to a federal judge in Dallas. He ruled that on Tuesday, handing a defeat to the influential firearms groups, National Rifle Association, that's facing an effort to dissolve it as a bank over in New York State.
Well, that's right. I believe it was the New York Attorney General who was suing the National Rifle Association
uh-huh.
with the intent of destroying the organization, basically. So they were trying to reorganize into basically into Texas, which is much more gun friendly, obviously. But this is a big blow to the NRA. They were being sued for basically misappropriation of funds, having to do with travel and things like that.
Okay. And again, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics here on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we talk to him six nights a week here on the radio, and you can get in on the questioning, too, if you want to, by calling us at 877-969-8600. Now, the Vatican has warned U.S. bishops over denying Biden communion, and one of the bishops that was on there was actually replaced by the Vatican because he said that Joe Biden should not get communion because of his viewings about abortion.
Yeah, this is going to be really interesting to see sort of how a lot of this pans out. Joe Biden, of course, throughout his whole political career, he's made hay out of the fact that he's a Catholic, a practicing Catholic, this kind of thing. But this is going to make a larger split, I think, in terms of those who are going to want to call him out on his views about abortion and how they might square up with the teachings of the Catholic Church, and others who may have a political slant as well and don't want to have that kind of controversy.
Okay.
I'm too sexy for my...
Yeah.
So bad. Yeah, that's right. And I'll tell you who did that too, right? That was Right Said Fred.
Yeah, I know it.
Yep.
I know it. And I just had to throw that in there.
Too sexy for my love.
See? I just had to throw that in there just so you had something to go out with here at the bottom of the hour break. But anyway, it's kind of funny. And it also has to do with this next little story.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Biden has picked Rahm Emanuel, you know, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Yep, that's right.
To
yep.
be the U.S. ambassador to Japan.
Well, I saw that, Captain, and then my first thought was this, and maybe just a little bit of levity here. What did the Japanese do to deserve Rahm Emanuel?
Well, I actually thought that they were going to get Cindy McCain.
Yeah, it's very possible. You're right. Yeah.
That was what we had heard to begin with, that Cindy McCain was being considered.
Yeah. Well, but Rahm Emanuel, he's a real character. There's no doubt about that. So we'll see what kind of ambassador he makes. We know what kind of mayor he made, right? And then wasn't he chief of staff as well, I think, for a time?
Yeah, Barack Obama.
For Obama, that's right. So we'll see. But, interesting appointment.
Okay, well, folks, we're getting ready to take a break, and when we come back from this break, I'm going to tell you we're going to talk about our great governor down here in Florida, Ron DeSantis, because he's in the news again for all the right reasons, and we have Congressman Matt Gaetz in the news down here for all the wrong reasons. Some information came out about him yesterday. We'll have to see where all that's going to go. But in the meantime, don't you go anywhere, because we're coming right back. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Monthly apprehensions at the southern border reached a 21-year high in April, according to new data from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Nearly 179,000 people were caught trying to cross into the country illegally last month, a 3% increase from March. The number of unaccompanied minors making the crossing dropped, down to nearly 14,000 in April from almost 16,000 in March. And on the eve of a vote to remove her from party leadership, Wyoming Republican Representative Liz Cheney took to the floor of the House Tuesday night to continue her criticism against former President Trump and GOP lawmakers who she said were putting our democracy at risk by continuing to question the results of the 2020 presidential election.
I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy.
This is USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Such thing as a hopeless tax.
Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Brooke from Brooke Talks America. She was on Tuesday. Did a bang-up job. Had a lot of great comments about her and the job that she did. So thank you very much, Brooke, for the great work that you do when you come on the program. Everybody likes to hear you, and you're exciting, and people like excitable people. Well, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends out there with those green tractors. You know, John Deere. Nothing runs like a deer. And if you're within the sound of my voice here in Florida, we've got 13 affiliates, and there's 12 dealerships of this Everglades equipment group around the state. I want you to check them out because they've got great reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And if you need something done, they're the place to go. If you need a new tractor, they're the ones to get it. And if you need maybe a backhoe or just a lawnmower, regular lawnmower, they got push lawnmowers too, by the way. So if whatever you need, they got. Check them out. Everglades Equipment Group. You know, the guys with the green tractors. And nothing runs like a deer. Does it, Kyle Warren?
Hey, Captain.
Nothing runs like a deer.
That's true. That's exactly right. Unless, yeah, it's good product.
Unless it's a John Deere. Well, you know, our governor yesterday signed something. He signed the largest school choice expansion in Florida's history into law. Thousands of students and their families will now have access to the life-changing opportunities to attend the school of their choice. all the way to going to college, whether it's college or high school or boarding school or whatever, according to the governor's leadership and what he did yesterday.
Well, exactly right. And, you know, Captain, one of the things about some of the big elections that we've seen in our time, for example, the Reagan-Carter election, very clear choice was apparent there. And that's why I think Reagan won and won again in a landslide. The clear choices of where the country was going. And what Governor DeSantis is doing in many of the different things that he's been doing in the great state of Florida is providing those, you know, we're talking about school choice here as well, but showing the country what real choices look like. You can choose to have this kind of economy and this kind of lockdown and this kind of thing, or you can choose to do what Florida's been doing, and it's been very successful at it. So he's actually helped to set up, or helping to set up, what I think were the clear choices in 2022, the next, you know, election to come along will be, and certainly clear choices for 2024. But we can't say enough, Captain, though, about school choice. And especially in these days when it's so hard to get kids back to school into a regular routine, if parents were able to be able to make that choice and go to the school that was best suited for their kids, we'd change this country for sure.
Well, Kyle, I want you to listen to what's in the second choice expansion legislation that the governor signed yesterday here in Florida. Number one, it increases access to more students. Number two, it provides opportunities to students in foster care, out of care, or siblings. Number three, it eliminates barriers or decreases the wait list for eligible students. Number four, it expands opportunities to military families. Number five, it continues school choice programs to students with unique abilities. And number six, it covers the full spectrum of the students' educational expenses. Now, the governor believes that by empowering parents, it's a recipe for success, especially when you talk about working class families who want to choose the best education path for their children.
Exactly right. And again, what the state of Florida and Governor DeSantis will be able to do is to say, look how we're being successful. And this school initiative here, this new bill, I should say, this is going to be a real humdinger, Captain. It's going to show exactly what's possible. And people in other states are going to say to themselves, why can't we do that? And
yeah,
that's where the political pressure will start. Yep.
Now, make no mistake about it, the federal probe of Congressman Matt Gaetz, Republican, Florida District 1, up in the panhandle, continues, and prosecutors are seeking the cooperation of a former Capitol Hill intern who was once Gaetz' girlfriend. Now, they also choose to formally meet with Joel Greenberg, who is the former Florida attorney, county tax collector, who's likely to strike a plea deal with the government this week. Now, that's number one. Number two, much of the investigation centered on a trip that Gaetz took to the Bahamas with a cannabis entrepreneur. His name is Jason Prozillo. And Jason and he were involved in a trip where there were some younger, they think, underage girls. They're not sure about it, but they think they were underage girls on the aircraft, and that's what's got this whole thing going the way it's going right now, full speed ahead.
Yes, exactly. And this is a very, you know, these kinds of stories, Captain, are incredibly disturbing. You know, they really, really are.
Oh, to say the least.
Yeah, and so again, things just aren't looking good here, and we're getting more and more information, and it always seems to get worse. And again, we'll continue to investigate it, but it's a very, very sad thing altogether. I just don't know if Matt Gaetz is able to somehow, deal with this in a PR way. As I said, it always just seems to get worse, and it gets worse with him out there as well.
Now, the government of the United Kingdom is proposing that anyone who wants to vote in a British election can do so, provided they show photo ID to eliminate any corruption and fraud and ensure the integrity of elections. And right away, when the president heard that, the former president, Donald Trump, he jumped all over it and said, yeah, see, they got it, they got it.
So now I just want to get this straight. Is the American government now going to denounce our friends in Britain as being somehow suppressing voting? Obviously, they would be racist or they would be this or that for doing what. And again, they're trying to make sure that their elections have integrity. I wonder what the response will be from the White House on that.
Well, being that this is a brand new story that just came out in the last few minutes, they probably don't know about it because they're probably all asleep in D.C. for the most part. But we're telling them about it right now. So when they wake up, somebody can call the White House and says, hey, did you hear about the United Kingdom?
Right, exactly. But again, these are practical things. For example, if you disappear off the voter rolls or if you're deceased, and somehow people come along and say, well, let's make sure that everybody who's on the rolls are eligible to vote. Well, that's another form of voter suppression, they'll say. When in reality, it's supposed to be practical measures to make sure that when the people do speak and whatever the people say with their vote, we go along with, because that's how we do things.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's ripe for corruption, and you do nothing to stop it, well, then we see what happens with that.
Now, you'll be happy to know that the United States is open now to seeking the green diplomacy with the European Union. And, of course, our climate czar, John Kerry, will be out there in the middle of all that.
Well, sure. Yeah, they've got to get everybody, I guess, on the same page to try to sell the Green New Deal type of things, and be able to essentially gain control, even more control over people's daily lives by saying it has to do with the environment.
Let's go to the phone line. We got Ian, the unofficial mayor of nowhere, on the line. You got a minute before we go to break?
Okay. Well, this will be fast. About this voter ID thing over in the UK. I can tell you right now, it's racist. That's racist, man. It's all racism. Because here's why. Because remember, Meghan Markle, who's half white, half black, that's used to be called the mulatto.
Yep.
That's not a derogatory term, by the way. Because that, I don't know, whatever she is, she's black, whatever she identifies as, Meghan Markle, she said the whole United Kingdom and the whole system over there was racist. Ergo, it's racist.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, bye.
All right. Leave it to Ian to come up with one of those.
Well, right. But, you know, basically, though, again, the just the notion of having to show an ID. You know, a lot of times, Captain, you have to show an ID in order to pick up a product that you've ordered online that they bring out to you in the parking lot at one of those special parking spaces for your contactless, purchase. You may have to show an ID, but that's not somehow suppressing consumerism.
Now, we're going to break, so we're going to finish with this. A key Health and Human Services Agency officer said an annual COVID booster shot may be needed.
That's right. That's exactly what they're saying. Yep.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back, and when we come back, we got an interesting song to play for you. Don't go anywhere. This is Captain America Third Watch. Coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Georgia Cowgirl. You used to be a New Jersey cowgirl. Donna Fiducia up there in Carrollton, Georgia. We appreciate her and her husband, Don, all the things that they do for us. And we appreciate them very much. And they're in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from our friends at Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hooah to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Now, this is the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop nearest you. Stop by, get a free cup of coffee, become a member of the Drivers Club. Okay, here we go. Right Said Fred, coming up.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave. It hurts. I am too sexy for Milan.
Oh, yes, Kyle, you know that song well, don't you?
Well, yeah, that brings back memories. Yeah, that was that song actually was much more of like of a novelty type thing, but it really caught fire, you know, and people liked it because it was just so different. And Right Said Fred, you know, had a smash hit with it.
Why, were you on the catwalk?
No, I can't say that. I was on the catwalk, but that goes back to, I think, 1991.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, all right. Okay, here we go. A meandering front across the Gulf Coast states will continue to bring isolated flash, urban, and small stream flooding from the southern plains into the lower Mississippi Valley. Isolated strong to severe storms may produce marginal hail or localized wind damage across parts of northern Florida in the Panhandle and southern Georgia today as well. And, Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, Captain, just briefly, we've got a frost advisory up near Idaho Falls, and that includes Pocatello, stretching almost all the way to Twin Falls there in southern Idaho. We've also got that same air quality alert going on in Phoenix right now, so that stretches almost all the way down to Tucson. And tonight, if you're traveling into Albuquerque, you definitely want to be aware of a wind advisory that's there, and the stretch is a little bit north, a little bit south of Albuquerque.
Okay, up there in Minnesota tonight, folks, from the Twin Cities up towards Duluth, northeast corner of the state, could have some cooler temperatures up that way. Might even have some dry weather up there. Could be a fire weather watch as the day goes on. Southeastern corner of Minnesota tonight, you've also got a frost warning. Across most of Wisconsin right now, you have a frost warning, except for up in the Green Bay area. And around Madison, you have a freeze warning. Over in the central part of Nebraska tonight, you've got a frost warning. That frost warning continues down in the eastern third of Iowa and down into Missouri, down into Illinois, over into, let's see here, Indiana, most of Ohio, the southwestern corner Pennsylvania. Now, Michigan, the whole state of Michigan, the lower peninsula, that is, of Michigan, has either got a frost warning or a freeze warning over off Lake Michigan. The entire western part of the lower peninsula there has got a freeze warning along Lake Michigan. Upstate New York, this just came along here, pretty much along the central part of from over there in Dundee, all the way over to Binghamton, all the way from Binghamton, all the way straight north up to the Canadian border through Syracuse, over Syracuse east towards Albany. You've got a freeze warning way up north, but a frost warning in other areas of the state. Vermont, frost warning there. Upper part of New Hampshire, frost warning there. Same thing for Maine. Got a little bit of fog on the east coast tonight. Got a little bit of wind from Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, on down to Savannah, Georgia. And that's about it, except for what's going on right now down there the eastern part of Texas along I-10, Beaumont, all the way across I-10, Louisiana, all the way across Mississippi on I-10, all the way across Alabama over to Pensacola, Florida, where you have got a flood warning, flood watches, a lot of rain in that area, a lot of rivers over their banks in that area. And then we've got some weather in the Gulf right now and some heavy rain going on down there along Brownsville down over towards Harlingen, Texas right now, and flooding possible down there, and some thunderstorms off in the Gulf right now, just south and a little bit offshore from Galveston. And also a little bit north of Brownsville right now. And that's what the weather looks like. So be careful tonight along I-10 for the flooding that's there. Kyle, tell us how to hear the show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And we will jump right over now to talk to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have had well over 200 rockets fired at Tel Aviv. I've been keeping track of it tonight. I saw one barrage about 2 hours ago that went that way. They intercepted most of them, it looked like. And unfortunately, it's not slowing down. 200 plus rockets fired at Tel Aviv right now.
Correct. But I will say that the Israelis actually struck a particular building
yep.
that was a Hamas headquarters
yep.
and killed one of their commanders, otherwise known as Sarir. Several commanders, but he apparently was their top commander.
Yep.
So that into itself is quite significant. I think there needs to be more reporting, actually, when it comes to where these weapons and financing is coming from. You know, we tend to already have that necessarily figured out, but I think Israel needs to help its case here when it comes to the fact that it has everything to do with Iran, especially because we're in these talks, whatever talks there.
Didn't we send Palestine money this year?
Yeah, Trump cut them off, and... And Biden undid that. So that, too, needs to be part of the discussion. I was actually going to look up, I think that it was around $200 million. Hmm. And I know that under Trump we had also closed their quasi-embassy in Washington, D.C., but I'm not sure what the status of that now is.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so here comes the music. We'll just have to see what's going on there. And, of course, folks, when we come back, we're going to get into this colonial gas line thing again because the prices that are being jacked up, I'm going to tell you what the wholesale price of fuel is, and then you figure it out. You figure it out. Doesn't take a brain surgeon here. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersTours.com, coming back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.